Entertaining talk radio, broadcast on the internet. This is HearUsTalk.com, the thing you do with your ears and the place to be.
You're listening to the CJ New Style Show, you dick knob. I love it, love it, love it, love it, love it.
Style show.
It's a trip. It's got a funky beat, and I can bug out to it.
New Style Show.
Right up to your face and diss you.
Coming to you live from New Jersey. Safely isolated from Patterson, Irvington, Camden, and Newark. We proudly bring to you the DJ New Style Show.
This talk. It's not good.
And the homo didn't touch it.
You guys having a killer time?
Yes.
Sweet.
Yeah. 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 Yeah,
Hey, Donna! Have you shot the coffee yet?
Yes. Welcome, welcome, one and all, to your Tuesday Night Miracle. That's right. This is the DJ New Style Show, exclusively on Hear Us Talk. That's HearUsTalk.com, the thing you do with your ears, and the place to be. And one of the only shows you'll ever hear, introed by an amazing band from a terrible country. Who are they? You guessed it. Rammstein! Yeah, okay. Alright. Well, guess what? We're gonna have to say goodbye to Pal Talk for right now. Just for right now. Not forever. Not forever. Maybe not. I don't know. Fuck it. You know what? I need some advice. I need to consult with my friend, my co-host, your friend, a bald man. Frank the Germ Freak. Frank, how you doing tonight, buddy?
Hey, what's up, Ken? How's everything going?
Fireball. Like a fucking fireball from the heavens.
I'm not going to be fake.
Frank, what's going on?
Nothing. I'm just saying. I'm not going to give a phony hello.
Well, why wouldn't you give me an excited hello? I don't understand. What's the story?
Hi, Ken. How are you? How's everything going tonight?
Now you're faking it. I can tell. Well, I can tell when you're faking. You truly don't give a shit. So it's just hey. Hey.
You know, I got things to do. You know.
You got business to attend to. It's okay.
So how's everything going?
Frank, they say.
How was the party?
They say life comes in waves. Now, Frank, what are you talking about? How was the party?
You went to a party tonight, didn't you?
I want to say
big celebration.
Happy birthday to my mom. Yes, we did go to a party. It's my mom's birthday celebration, and by party I mean I ate a 3-course meal at Fridays with 3 of my family members. Nothing but cheers and good times for my mom's birthday.
Did you have any dessert?
I had a couple forks of somebody's cheesecake. It was absolutely dreadful and terrible. But you know what?
Now, you're not a Fridays kind of guy.
What are you talking about? I'm not a Fridays kind of guy.
Well, you're not into the chain restaurants.
I like chain restaurants. I'll tell you right now, one of my favorite places right now is Chick-fil-A. Chick-fil-A, fantastic.
Yeah, I've been to a place like that called Cluck University, Cluck U.
You have no idea. You have absolutely no idea. The greasy armpit mop bucket chicken place that you're talking about right now cannot hold even a fucking birthday candle.
Chick-fil-A is the chicken place you'll find in a fucking a retail shopping mall. It's a half-ass white trash chicken place.
Oh, and for those of you, let's get local here. Cluck U in New Brunswick is where? Frank, it's not.
Well, did you just say that?
I'm sorry. What?
They're all over the place. They're chained.
But let's talk about the one that we know about in New Brunswick, New Jersey, which is in a fucking slum. Okay, it looks like a goddamn janitor's closet. Like if you ever saw that janitor's closet open in grade school, you'd peek in and you'd see this unfortunate man with his just few possessions hung up. Imagine that little closet. If it's sold chicken, that's a Cluck U. A Chick-fil-A, while fast food and not necessarily good for you, is great. The people are friendly, it's clean, and they're closed on Sunday, which I think is a detriment to their overall experience. But I do enjoy it. Now, I don't want to do a fucking fried chicken show, Frank. I don't want to do that. We are on the verge of St. Patrick's Day. You are aware of that. Your children are Irish.
So, yeah, my wife has some decorations up.
Yeah, because it's the time to put them up. When you say some decorations, she's an Irish woman herself. So this is her time of year, correct?
It's her time to shine.
Yeah, it is.
But the St. Patrick's Day parade was canceled.
Let me ask you something. When you hear about, because we had terrible rains in our neck of the woods this weekend, when you hear about these parades, these St. Patrick's Day parades getting canceled, you being 100% Italian and having a distaste for the Irish, do you grin inside a little bit? Do you take a little pleasure out of their parades being canceled?
You know what? I don't, because that's a day where the whole family is gone for the day, and I have the whole house to myself.
So the whole family goes to celebrate their nationality, and you just sit there in your own Italian loneliness.
That's right.
But you'll eat the corned beef and cabbage, though.
I don't like corned beef. I like cabbage and potatoes. I don't like corned beef, though.
Too stringy? Too stringy.
It's just, you ever see it in a supermarket in that bag with its juices? Just vile.
Yeah. I've also seen it walking around fields eating. And I've seen it parts of it as a baseball glove. I mean, it doesn't. Seeing veins, seeing living things, it doesn't. The way food is before or after doesn't affect me. It's how if I can smell it, if I see it on a plate, and I'm allowed to eat it. That is what I'm concerned with. You are very much against the veins and bruises. Do you ever see a piece of meat that has a fucking bruise on it? like it got a dead leg?
No, but you know the reason I stopped eating London broil is because there was a Shrek ear in it.
Yeah, I do remember that you had a nice vein shaped like
a Shrek. It was
a
tubular something or other.
Yeah, you can go through the archives on djnewstyleshow.com and look for that one. I believe there's a picture of Shrek for the episode that represents. But I don't know. Just listen to everything that we put out, like this fine episode we're putting on tonight. Now, Frank, We had been, for the last few weeks, talking about an event, a very, very big event, which was to be scheduled in Atlantic City.
Are you talking about the second annual Heroes Talk celebration?
You know, I didn't want to make a big fuss.
Well, listen.
I didn't want to make a big fuss.
You have the right to make a big fuss. You've started an empire.
You know, I like to think that we all did. You know, it wasn't just me deciding to... See, if I started Heroes Talk by myself, it would really just be the DJ News Style show, right? I mean, like, if it was just me, it would just be me. But we started this with Best in Show, so we're all kind of like the founders of this.
And Heroes Talk was created because, let's face it, because you were fired from There Is No Radio.
No, I quit There Is No Radio.
Oh.
And it's impossible to be fired from something that you don't get paid for. Do you understand?
Well, you could get fired from something that you don't get paid for. I don't agree with that statement. But it's irrelevant. Let's continue.
Even if I were fired from something like that, I would never say that I was fired.
All right, but what I'm saying is it's serendipitous because it ended up being a good thing. Because if you did not quit There Is No Radio, there may not be a Heroes Talk.
That's true, Frank. And if I didn't step on that praying mantis in 1993, I might not be the man I am today. That's right. So Atlantic City, we went to, Frank, which casino? Do you recall?
You know what I like to call? I like to call it AC-10. We went to the Tropicana, Havana Towers.
AC-10? What's AC-10?
AC-10, Atlantic City 10, because it's 2010. I call it AC-10.
Yeah. I'm wearing a Guinness T-shirt with a shamrock on top of the glass. I'm just keeping it festive.
You know what I can't get out of my mind?
What can't you get out of your mind, Frank?
Instrumental break. It's an instrumental break. Anyway, go ahead.
What the fuck are you talking about?
Can you
at least bring us into your world?
Listen, I don't want to call anybody out, but somebody was doing karaoke that night, and it was an instrumental break, and this person decided to, instead of just letting the song continue, she sang,
oh, I remember.
Instrumental break. It's an instrumental break.
Well, you again. Well, I mean, we did do some karaoke, Frank. We did.
Yeah, but let's start from the beginning.
We'll start from the beginning, and then we'll get down to the masterful performance.
I like to call it the nitty gritty.
Yeah, I know you'd like to call it that, but you really shouldn't because you'd be an asshole. We kicked it off where, Frank? At a damn good sports bar.
I kicked it off at a damn good sports bar.
Excuse me?
I kicked it off along with my good pal Jason, which is be called Jay Mish. We were the first ones at a damn good sports bar.
Oh, you weren't there with Steve the LARPer?
Steve LARPer did not show up.
Oh, because he was making a big fuss about how he was going to go, how we convinced him to go, and he was really really saying how he was excited to go. And
yeah, he was a no show.
Oh, okay. So you were hanging with Jay Mish and P Roll.
No, P-Roll never showed up.
Oh.
Even though he's like 45 minutes away.
Well, Spickle had to be there. He's real close, too.
No, Spickle, he was a no-show as well, and he's like about 45 minutes away, too.
Oh.
So
it was just you and Jay Mish?
Yeah, well, me and Jay Mish were waiting in there at the damn good sports bar.
How long was it just you two?
I'd say maybe a good 45 minutes or so. There was two other people playing.
At any point, did you try to join hands just secretly?
No, I didn't.
You look left, he looks right, your hands meet in the middle of the table?
No, I didn't. And there was a couple of individuals playing gambling games in the other room.
Playing gambling games? Do you not know how to speak?
Playing gambling. They were doing gambling. You know, playing gambling.
That's a very childish way. It's like a very childlike explanation of what they were doing. But they were playing gambling games. And so eventually I found my way there. You got there before me.
Right.
And you wanted to meet up and eat somewhere. You were starving.
Yeah, I got there. I was hungry. And I know you had mentioned you wanted to go to a place called Carmine's.
Yeah.
It's an Italian eatery, but you were running late. I was hungry, so I decided to eat at the bar.
Well, if you recall, the message was put to you. You asked us, Should I make a reservation?
Well, should I make a reservation?
And then
about 15 minutes before you got to the destination. So what was the point? You should have made a reservation yesterday.
The thing is, you asked, should I make a reservation? We replied yes. And
right.
Then your
and
next,
then I realized.
And,
that
then, and then 30 seconds later, it says, eating at the bar. See you later.
No, I said TTYL. Talk to you later.
Oh, okay. Well, I was trying to give you some shred of manliness.
Yeah, so what, most, me making a reservation 10 minutes before you got there would have made no difference whatsoever. Mm-hmm. And the fact of the matter is, once you got there, you realized that it was too long of a line anyway.
Yeah, it was.
You ended up eating a bowl of nachos.
Yeah. Amanda ordered the nachos. I had a few. But we went to a damn good sports bar. Now, Frank, your whole thing about this Atlantic City trip, your whole focus was drinking. Before
That's
this,
right.
You look at your Twitter... I'm going to be drunk. I'm going to get drunk. I'm going to get wasted.
I don't
I'm going to get wasted. And
I
DJ New Style is going to get wasted,
never
too.
Said any of that stuff.
We're all going to drink, never. And we're all going to go nuts. Now, Frank,
no,
you're,
never
at,
said any of that stuff
you're at a damn good sports bar. They have a $5 40-ounce special. I've never heard of this ever.
Is that good? Is that a good price?
I mean, not for a 40, but, I mean, if you're out, you figure 3.5 beers. That's pretty good.
Now, what is
bucks.
A 40? How many cans of beer is that?
Just do the math.
Well, how many cans is in a beer?
Let's say it's like 3.5 beers. How about that?
Oh.
Okay.
Because usually it's 8 ounces for a beer?
No. Anyway, I don't want to get into fucking liquid measure. Okay?
Oh, 12 ounces is a beer.
Holy
can.
Shit, can we stop?
I'm sorry.
Jesus. So, your big drinking night out.
3.33.
We're at a damn good sports bar. There's a great drink special. Frank, what did you have to drink at a damn good sports bar?
I had the melon ball.
What in the fuck is a melon ball?
It tastes like a honeydew melon.
A honeydew melon? I'd love to try that one, actually.
It tastes like a honeydew melon.
Just fucking tuna juice in a martini glass.
Oh,
some vodka.
What a hacky joke that is. The old tuna and pussy joke. That's new.
Oh, okay. Okay, hey, Frank, let me know when you're going to be funny. Because the day that happens, I think I'll be bald and fucking and miserable as well.
Before you said something to me before on the phone, I'm a blank guy. You said what was that? You said
I don't fucking have a fucking reference point. What did I say to you on the phone? We spoke for like an hour.
You said I'm a blank guy. It starts with an F and ends with
fucking
a Y.
Faggy. I don't know.
You said funny. You're a funny guy.
Yeah, you're funny. You're a funny guy.
So anyway, we went to the sports bar. We met up with Rob Giggs.
Rob Giggs and
Mark Doc.
They were all there. And then eventually, it's just us sitting around. We hear tales of people making their way down to Atlantic City, people checking in. And all of a sudden, we're sitting there, and we notice a guy outside because the bar is very open. There's like a wrought iron type fence that it's kind of like the railing that you could see out into the rest of the place. And people walk by, you can people watch. But we see a guy kind of staggeringly walk and approaches the railing right outside of our table, turns his head completely, and kind of looks at us and squints. And he just squints and stares real hard, turns his head, looks at all the faces, sees you, his eyes open, close open, and then he darts inside. Like, now he's coming in. And I hear someone say, oh, Spandy's here. So now, I'm bracing myself because I've heard about Spandy Man. I've never met you.
Oh, this is the first time you actually met him.
I've never met Spandy Man.
Oh.
Never.
And you actually did a whole song about him.
I did. And so Spandy Man, who is known as what you know him on a first name basis for some reason. You need to know everybody's first name.
I'm not going to call somebody Spandy Man. It's silly. So I call him by his name, Robert.
Yeah. So you're tight with him now?
No, I'm not tight with him at all. I
know him as Spandy. I'm gonna call him Spandy.
All right, whatever.
Mama call him Clay. I'ma call him Clay. So he comes in here. He walks into the bar. He gets within 5 feet of our table. Stares at all of us. Stares. 30 seconds on your face, 15 on Mark Doc, 5 on Jeremy Freak. Looks back at Rob Gaze, and then he looks all around like he doesn't know where the fuck he is, and he bolts out of the place. And we see him leave, completely leave. We're like, holy shit, that was fucking weird. Like, he clearly recognized you, Frank. Clearly, like, locked eyes with you, and that's what brought him into the bar. He gets within 5 feet of us, and it's like he's some fucking blind rodent, like a vole. just looking for a table to sit at. He can't see 5 feet in front of him. I didn't know his vision was that poor. But eventually he made his way in, and he locked eyes with you again, and he sat down at our table kind of next to me. By the way, after he left, we arranged our tables so that he'd have to be on the opposite side. Jay Mitch was out, I think, smoking, but we sacrificed him and made him sit next to Spandy Man. As he walked in, I greeted him, because I'd never met him before, Frank, with an open hand, and I shook his hand.
How did it feel? What kind of a handshake was it?
What do you mean, what kind? Like,
was it a limp?
Grip?
Was it sweaty, limp? Was it clammy?
I would say moderate tension. Definitely not a dead fish handshake. Definitely not an iron grip.
I want to talk about a dead fish handshake, but continue. Go ahead.
What are you talking about?
I shook somebody's hand that night, and I think I was shaking hands with a corpse. That's how
dead
it was.
Oh, no. You got somebody dead fished you. Can you divulge who the name was? You have to now. You realize that, right?
He goes by the nickname of Boater.
Boater gave you the weak handshake.
I thought I had to look up and make sure this guy was alive. it was the worst handshake I ever got.
Boater will not handshake. Like, I ran into him about three times, and each time he did like the head nod, different variations on the head nod. Well, sometimes it's the nod backwards where you bring the chin up. Sometimes it's like the half to the side nod.
See, the thing with when people meet me, they're afraid. They're not afraid, but they're hesitant sometimes to shake my hand because they don't know. You know, they know I'm a germ freak, so they don't know if I'm gonna want to shake hands with them or I'm not gonna shake hands or.
Yeah, but I'm thinking with Boater, he just doesn't want to be touched either.
Yeah,
and so I think the novelty of giving you a handshake is kind of like, I put germs on Frank too. I gave Germ Freak a handshake. Now he has whatever I have. You know, a lot of people will do that even if they don't like handshakes. But Boater gave you a chicken cutlet for a fucking handshake. He put a nice fucking raw chicken breast in your hand as you were greeting him. Terrible. Absolutely terrible. But Spandy Man's handshake was not firm, but not weak.
And let me tell you a little bit about this gentleman here.
Which gentleman?
Robert.
Oh, Spandy Man, you mean?
Yeah.
Of course.
You look at this guy, and, you know, he looks like a normal guy. He can have a normal conversation with you. He knows how to interact with people. Like, he interacted with the waitress. He, you know, he can hold his own conversing. So, you know, he's a normal-looking dude. It's just that, you know, when he gets to the point where he showed you his ass scar, you realize there's something.
Yeah, you know what? He gets in there, and he was sitting down, and he was having conversations. I know he had a silly voice. Hi, hello.
He's got a New York Long Island
voice. Sure, yeah, but he was engaging us, and he was responding to conversations. And then it started to taper off the normalcy of the audience with Spandy Man. The normalcy of his actions tapered off very, very quickly when he opened his jacket and pulled out a fucking doggy bag of assorted medications and showed us. And that spurred your questions of things he may or may not partake in. I think he was asked if he had done heroin. He said, yes, I have, but I gave it up for Lent. So, like, people give up cake, but he's giving up H. So, from engaging and responding to, I have a bag of fucking pills and shit for my pain, and I'm going to be taking some of these. And I'm thinking, okay, he's probably got prescriptions, you know, he's had a terrible accident, I guess his back surgery was pretty severe, you know, let that pass. And so to kind of shift away from it, you have to address it. You always have to steer into a skid to get out of it. Otherwise, it's going to go just completely fucking terrible. So I say, oh, yeah, you have those because of your accident. I guess the surgery didn't really help you. I was left with an 8-inch scar on my spine, and okay, I show it on cam. I'll show it here. And he stood up, and he pulled his pants down right in front of, like, Amanda's there. Amanda, who is my girlfriend, by the way, Frank. I don't want you to
well, I, you know, you mentioned that she was your, she, you mentioned her before, and I didn't bring that up.
You didn't,
so.
You didn't jump on the opportunity, but he has his asshole hanging out basically over a table where people are eating and enjoying drinks. And I'm like, ah, we We don't want to see that. But people requested on cam. We're not on cam now. I mean, I guess he thinks that to gain the appreciation and acceptance of people, he's got to do what he does on camera. But, you know, once you take away the comforting thought of he's on a mattress somewhere fucking hundreds of miles away and I'm here at my desk, it's a little bit awkward.
Now, let me ask you a question. You shook his hand.
Yeah, I did.
And then you proceeded to eat nachos with the same hand you shook his hand with.
I don't skeeve Spandy Man. I just don't want to look at his asshole.
While you were eating finger food, you didn't think about it at all.
And you know what, Frank? Root. Yeah, I thought about it a little bit. But
so you would admit that?
I thought about it and then instantly thought, yeah, no, I don't care. I processed it instantly as, I don't care. I'm going to eat. I don't give a shit. And Frank, you want to talk about fucking rude? As soon as my hand touches him, we're palm to palm in a handshake, I hear, and I look over at you, and you're offering me a wet ones. You were offering me a fucking hand wipe in front of the guy.
I'm just trying to be a decent human.
I mean, that's rude.
Was it rude when he snorted his OxyContin?
You know, you gotta slow down. People need to be, they need to be brought into this. So
slow down.
So Spandy, yeah, Jesus Christ, you know what? Spandy's checking in here. We're talking about him, and he's saying, "Way to ruin the timeline, Frank." Jesus Christ, why don't you just say to get to the other side and then tell us the fucking punchline to the dumb chicken joke? So Spandy's sitting there, and we've just kind of chastised him for revealing his asshole at a sports bar. And all of a sudden, out of nowhere, he's, like, twitching. He's uncomfortable in his chair, and I understand it. He's got surgeries and all that. I hear Ed say something like, oh.
Ed who?
You're going to do this gimmick with Ed now?
Well, people don't know necessarily who Ed is.
Ed is our friend Ed the Whoremaster, Ed the Masturbator McGrath. Okay. I mean, how much more do I have to talk about Ed?
When you do the math.
When you do the math, you choose McGrath. That is right. When we talk about Ed, we know who we're talking about, is what I'm saying, Frank. So, Ed...
Dominating.
What the fuck?
Dominating.
No, it's a wrong... It's the wrong fucking clip. God. Here we go.
Humiliation.
Yeah, that's what I was looking for. Anyway, maybe that would work with Ed the Whoremaster. But he pointed out that he says, oh, there you go. Spandy's taking some OxyContin now. And I'm like, oh, okay, well, whatever. He's got pills. And he's like, no, look at the table. And I see Spandy take out a straw and start holding a lighter under it, and he's taking out little fucking all his paraphernalia. I stand up, I look over the little drink menu that has become the standard fixture in most sports bar tables, and I see three little tiny blue fucking lines of dust. And I'm saying, what the fuck is wrong with you? I was fucking blown away, stunned. He had these fucking lines cut on the goddamn table in front of us, and he was gonna rip them. And I'm like, you know, I don't give a fuck what you do, but can you not do it on our table? And we basically told him, because the people next to us were looking. Frank, did you see that? There was a
I didn't see them, but I noticed that it really freaked you out a lot when you saw him doing this stuff on the table.
Yeah, I it freaked me out a little bit because he was in mid conversation. You were talking about types of houses in fucking Levittown and shit, and we're having normal conversations, and all of a sudden, yeah, I'm just gonna rip some lines off the table. It's just not my speed. I've never really been into that type of thing before. But we basically told him to dust up his fucking lines, and he did it in his palm, and he dropped it on the table behind us. He turned his back to us and snorted the lines, and then turned back like, oh, it's nothing. So, you guys into the March Madness? Are you guys got brackets at your offices? Are you gonna be Villanova? I was fucking stunned. Because, you know, there are ways to take prescription drugs, Frank. And I don't think it's all that common for a doctor to prescribe a straw along with your medicine. So
I didn't even know what that was. Did you know that you could snort like pills?
Yeah, I knew you could do that. Of course. Of course. I saw some idiot in college snort a fucking stack or two and then go into fucking convulsions. Just extreme fucking energy that tightened all his muscles.
So when you inhale a drug, it works quicker?
Yeah, so I guess now he can't just take a pill. He's at the point where it has to help right now. The 15-minute Excedrin is a little bit fucking tame for Spandy Man. So yeah, it freaked me out a little bit. But his willingness to just get right back into normal everyday conversation and be that perception that we had initially was just it blew my fucking mind. What did you take away from this?
I was actually enjoying. I was enjoying the fact that he was going to snort the drugs because I never saw anybody do that in person before. So I was looking forward to him doing that. But then you had to be a buzzkill and tell him to go to the other table.
You watched him anyway. He did it right at the other table.
Yeah, but I didn't. His face, his head was turned the other way. So
I didn't. I saw him take out a fucking. He had a clear tube and a fucking lighter. I didn't know if he was going to smoke crack or what. I was just in a fucking haze of what the fuck is going on here? Why is he doing this while I'm trying to enjoy 40 ounces of the champagne of beers?
And nachos.
And nachos. By the way, delicious.
Really?
They were pretty fucking good. Pretty good nachos. Oh, man. So Spandy Man, yeah, ripping lines off the table and then acting like everything's fucking normal. And you know what, Frank? His hand was a little clammy. Now that I think about it, a little clammy.
Well, maybe you got some of that clamminess sweat on the nacho when you ate it.
Yeah, maybe I did. Maybe I did. What does that mean? Oh, and of course, the obligatory question to Spandy Man, are you wearing your spandex? Answered with a resounding yes. I don't think he is ever without his spandex. Maybe the slight pressure from the taut fabric keeps his fucking spine in line or something like that. Or maybe there's something sexual about it that he's into. I don't fucking know.
Have you ever worn spandex?
I wrestled, so I had to wear a singlet.
What? Is that spandex?
Yeah, I guess so.
Did you ever have spandex biker shorts?
No.
They were a big thing when I was in high school.
Did you have the spandex biker
never,
shorts?
Never, never.
Yeah, they're no good. Spandex anything is bad. And by the way, we're talking about spandex. Of course, you should go to notpants.tumblr.com. And just see cases of specimens of women that think they're wearing pants, but they're not. Notpants.tumblr.com. Follow the site. Spread it around. Thank you very much. Now, Frank, after that, everybody was there. We were all ready to go. Chris came in dressed up like a slip and fall lawyer with the suit on. Awful hour. Pat, Jeff, everybody was there. I'm forgetting some names, I know.
But by the way, Jeffrey Aaron Shane holds a world record.
Why is it you have to say his middle name?
Oh, I'm sorry. It took him 5 hours to get to the destination, so he holds the record for the longest drive.
Well, yeah, apparently he was picking somebody up.
Yeah.
Yeah, a couple people up. they never showed, but eventually he got there anyway.
Right.
I believe it was Keith Fu and Pristine Sneakers, not to name names.
You know what I call Keith Fu? I call him Keith F.U.
Why do you call him Keith F.U.?
We'll get to that later.
Oh, I see. A little bit of heat going on here. A little bit of heat, a little resentment, maybe. So after that, Frank, what do you do in Atlantic City? What do you do at a casino? You drink, you talk, you walk around, and you gamble. After this, I was very excited to get my gambling started. You said you were gonna do some gambling. I believe, what were you excited to start playing, Frank?
I want to do the one-armed bandits.
Yeah, the one-armed bandits. You wanted to forego such manly things as table games and play the one-armed bandits, of which, Frank, I have to admit, I did play a lot of slots. I did. But I started at the tables. I was playing a game that was that you had described as a boardwalk game. It was I don't even know what to call it, the big wheel. Is there a fucking name for it? It's a goddamn wheel, and you basically put money down, and they take it from you, and you get nothing. except for once, and I won a little bit of money, and I decided
it's to move the same
on.
Wheel as on the boardwalk, but instead of winning a box of Now and Laters, you could win lots of money.
Shit. Yeah, Spandy saying it's the money wheel. Ed McGrath saying it's the wheel. Irish Curse. No, it's not roulette. It's not the. It's a vertical wheel. And it has a fucking a dollar amount that it has to land on. It's very, very Price is Right-ish. It's about as game show as you can get at a casino other than playing slots. But I did that for a little bit. Then I went to the slot machines, Frank. I didn't do so well gambling. How did you do?
Broke even.
What do you mean you broke even?
Well, I didn't bet anything, so therefore I didn't lose anything.
So now, not only were you talking all this shit about how I'm going to get so drunk, I'm going to get weird. I'm going to play the one-armed bandits. Everything you said so enthusiastically, you had a melon ball drink, and you didn't gamble.
It's not my speed, you know? It's not my speed.
What is your speed? Apparently, death is your speed.
I enjoy just watching the people, lose and become miserable. I'm already miserable, so why gamble? I mean, I don't know how to gamble. I don't know the techniques about it, the little secrets and everything. So what's the point?
Now, the Tropicana is not really an old person casino, but any casino in Atlantic City is not without its, slew of old people. And I did see more than one row of the elderly attached to these slot machines with the phone cord with all the rewards cards on it, just mindlessly hitting the buttons. Dung dung, bring, dung dung, dung dung, dung dung. Like at some point, they had to have started playing the slot machine and think, oh, look at that, the little animated Peppers telling me to try again. Oh, look at this, a bonus round. And that enthusiasm goes after you've seen everything six times. Dun, dun. Just hit the button. Dun, dun. Hit the button over and over again, losing money. And you get into a haze. You get into a fucking haze where it's like, I just want the fucking bonus round. This fucking machine is bullshit. You call $2.15 a bonus? Fuck you. Screaming at an eBay game. And yes, they do have an eBay game, Frank. I didn't do too well gambling. Then again, I don't think too many people do. I lost about $350, I would say. So I would have done okay had I stayed away from the table games. So me criticizing you for not playing table games, unfounded. If I had stuck to the one-armed bandits, I would have probably not lost as much, let's just say that. I would have lost maybe $100, something like that. Keith Fu, or as you say now, Keith F.U., was up 160. Ed McGrath lost 150. People are saying that, 350 is not so bad. I don't know, Frank. I didn't feel bad because I came there with money that I knew I was going to play with, and I always go with the idea that this money is gone. This money that I'm taking to this casino will not come back with me. And if I have any left, bonus. If I have more, fuck me, that's great. Fucking great. Now, but you didn't play anything at all?
I played one round of a one-armed bandit, but it wasn't my money. Somebody gave me the money.
Hold on. You played a round of the slot machine. I'm not calling it one-armed bandit. I'm not fucking 90 years old and ready.
Well, you were calling it that the other night.
Yeah, to mock you. I haven't surrendered my fucking life yet to decide that I'm going to use fucking cute metaphors to nickname the thing that's stealing my finances. So you said you borrowed money from someone?
I didn't borrow. Best in Show Chris lended me $100. Well, he gave me $10 and said, go ahead and play. So I obliged.
That's something your dad does when you go to a fucking arcade. How could you as a man accept money from someone else and go and say, no, okay, I'll play with it, okay. You had money in your pocket. Why didn't you spend your own $10?
I didn't tell him to give it to me. He just gave it to me on his own fruition.
So anybody just offers you money, you're going to accept without even thinking about it. A friend of yours says, hey, Frank, why don't you just take the money? You're going to take it without even a fucking second thought?
That's right.
If Best in Show Chris, by the way, Best in Show, Thursday night, 8 to 11 p.m., hear us talk. If Best in Show Chris comes up to me and says, hey, why don't you gamble? Here's 10 bucks. I'm going to say, you know what? I will gamble. Thank you for the offer. I'm going to use my own money. But you greedily slurped it up and pissed it away, didn't you?
I have no shame.
Did you win anything?
No.
You lost it all for him. Was he around to see you just burn his money?
Yeah, it didn't seem to bother him.
Who was around when you were gambling? Did anybody witness your gambling?
You had the likes of, well, this is going toward the end of the evening. You had the likes of myself, Keith F.U., Best in Show Chris, and Mike from Queens.
And now you're telling me Ed wasn't hanging out with you?
Ed surrendered early. He surrendered about, retired about 3 o'clock, so he was already in bed.
So you didn't do too much hanging out with Ed this whole night?
Not one-on-one, no.
Which to me is a little bit irregular, because he's your bottom bitch.
What?
He's the one you go to whenever you want to do something, whenever you want to hang out. You and Ed are like practically
an item. You know, he's getting up there in age, and he wanted to retire early, so what can you do?
So you had no interaction with him at all? No memory?
No, I was hanging out with him, with Ed.
Yeah, okay. You did?
Yeah, I mean, we hung out with everybody as a group.
Okay.
Why? Is there something you're trying to...
No. I'm not. I'm asking you about Ed. That's all. So, you and Chris and Pristine were gambling towards the end of the night. I guess it's because you went to them and said that you hadn't gambled and they wanted you to gamble.
Oh, you know what? Ed farted at my face.
If he's not around, how's he farting in your face?
Before he left, he farted in my face.
I'm not following, because just 30 seconds ago you're saying Ed wasn't around. I think you're disparaging Ed. How is it that Ed...
During the night, before he left at 3, before the crowd dwindled down, when I was given the money to play, I was going to sit down. I said, this one stinks. This area stinks too bad. And then, lo and behold, he told me he farted. So you
sat down and he farted near you.
He farted against the chair that I was sitting in, and this is what he says. He goes, "Good, I'm glad my shit is stuck in your nose nostrils now. My shit molecules."
But why would you say he farted in your face? That sounds like he's hovering over you.
Well, he farted right next to me, so it was like it was in my face.
I mean, you exaggerate things. 316-768-4472. You're on the DJ New Style Show with Germ Freak. Who's this?
Oh.
Hello? Ed, I think I hear you. Is that you, Ed?
That's not good.
Hello? What the fuck? We heard you, you fuck.
What a jackass.
Humiliation.
I don't know. Fuck it.
Oh, by the way, Ed described that himself, that he said that when he was going to get to the hotel, and then he would get dolled up at the hotel. And
really?
I thought that was a little effeminate to say that you're going to get dolled, a man to say he's going to get dolled up.
Motherfucker. Hold on, Frank. Don't say anything. Yeah. So Ed said he was going to get all dolled up.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that's a little gay. That's a little fucking gay. It looks like we're not taking calls tonight.
Oh, God.
You have nothing to fucking say about it, by the way. I'm telling you that right now.
I can say all I want to say about it.
Oh, Frank, if you're going to sit and fucking piss and moan, then you do some of the shit that I fucking do. How about that?
Why is there no phone calls tonight?
Because, Frank, we lost a little bit of the recording, and I'll be able to recover it, but, you know, it's going to be a lot of work on my end. While you're sitting there worrying about this and that and some other trivial bullshit, I'll be fucking around with audio to make this shit sound like it was seamless.
Why it's DJ New Style Show.
Yeah, that's right. That's why it's me. That's why you're not an admin on the brand new Facebook fanpage.
Thank God.
What do you mean, thank God? Like, it was a big fucking burden for you to join and instantly click delete, you fuck. Yeah. So we made a new Facebook fan page, Frank, and you said it would be no problem that you deleted it. Everything would be great. Everything would be back to normal. But thank you for deleting it and also eliminating any possibility of getting facebook.com/DJ New Style Show. I want to thank you there.
You're not 100% sure it was me.
And I am a fucking 100% sure it was you, you asshole, because you're all meek and you sent me. I'm still getting e-card links. I got at least 4 or 5 fucking e-cards from you.
Jesus.
You must have signed up for an e-card a day subscription. Just fucking terrible. But our new Facebook fan page, which I put a lot of work into, because I want this one to not suck. I want it to be better than the last one. And I want it to never, ever, ever be in the hands of Frank. It's facebook.com/TheDJNewStyleShow. So you go there, you become a fan, and I post a lot of fucking shit to it. Because I actually give half a fuck. You understand, Frank? I give half a fuck. And Frank, you know what? I'm going to read some of the e-cards that you sent to me. Just because you keep saying that I'm not 100% sure that you did it.
That was, I was under distress, and I didn't realize that I realized after I wrote that it maybe wasn't me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, you know what, Frank? What? No, go ahead. You realized it wasn't you.
Yeah. No, you don't know for a fact it was me.
Frank is waiting for you to read his e-card message. Let's see what this e-card says. It's a fucking puppy dog! You sent me a fucking puppy dog!
That was the least gay one I could
find. Oh, God damn it all. You have got to be fucking kidding me. A fucking puppy dog. And of course it has an embedded advertisement over it. So I have to actually wait until this thing loads.
It says something?
It has a message on it. It's a little beagle puppy. Very sad looking, like he chewed up a sock or something like that. But yeah, he has that I did something wrong face. And the caption on it is... Oh, hold on. Is there fucking music to this too, Frank?
I didn't even know that you could... anything was part of it.
You are a fucking faggot.
I thought it was just a fucking picture. I didn't know there was a fucking music to it.
Oh my God, are you gay?
What does it say?
It says, can't get my smile back until you say it's okay. Can't get my smile back until you say it's okay.
I was not aware of
what
that.
What in the fuck is wrong with you? I didn't open it.
I would not have said that if I didn't even read the fucking thing. That's how much I cared.
It has a soundtrack. What's wrong with you?
I didn't even know.
Holy fucking shit. Wow. Frank, you definitely picked this out. You definitely... Don't act like you didn't pick it out.
No, I picked it out. I thought it was just a picture of a dog. I didn't realize that there was music.
Until you say, it's okay. Wow. Okay, there's another greeting card here. You sent me a ton of these fucking things. One is... okay, this is a little bit... less homosexual. One is a picture of a guy with a boot poised at his ass, and you click a button and it kicks him in the ass. And the caption that you wrote, Frank, for this one, you know what? We need a little bit of music for this. Why don't we use the music Frank had in his heart for this terrible incident?
The caption, I wrote a caption for this one?
You did. You wrote, this greeting is from Frank. Sorry, please kick me in the butt. What the fuck is wrong with you?
I didn't write that. That must have been embedded in there.
Yeah, embedded.
I did not write that.
Something's embedded in you.
I would not write that.
Ed McGrath says, more like fuck me in the butt. Holy fucking shit, is that awful. My goodness. Yeah, okay. I'll just turn that off. I can't bear to listen to that anymore. Can't get my smile back until you say it's okay. Well, Frank, guess what? You're never going to get a smile back. Because I can't even think about this. I can't even think about it. So we have it back. It's facebook.com/TheDJNewStyleShow. facebook.com/TheDJNewStyleShow. Are you excited about that, Frank?
Yes.
What are you whispering?
I was praying. Please, God, I'm begging you. Please, God, let me get my Skype. Let me get my fax line back. Please, I'm begging you. Please, let me get my fax line back, please.
Wait, you're praying?
I have to get my fax line back. It's not been working for 2 days. Please, God.
Are you fucking kidding me right now? Are you serious?
Yeah. I just have to pray.
You were whispering a prayer during the show, and you're not praying for, like, health or wisdom or hair. You're praying for your fucking fax line?
Right. Please, God, I'm begging you,
it's
please.
Frank, it's 2010. Email something. Scan it and email it. The fuck do you need a fax machine for? That you're praying. There are people who have flooded homes who didn't pray for shit.
You know, a lot of people, there were a lot of travesties in New Jersey. A lot of people lost power.
Let's do a little local news, Frank. I want to talk about something I saw on a wonderful news network, NJN News, News 12, about a little city called Bound Brook. Frank, have you heard of Bound Brook?
Yes, I have.
Well, Bound Brook is experiencing its worst flood in history, but I guess it's not. It's far from being the first. Apparently, they get floods like every 2 or 3 years. Every time it rains, something gets damaged, basically, in Bound Brook. I don't know. I've never been there. I've never had a desire to live there. But I'm watching this news while I'm eating yesterday, and they have the fucking mayor of Bound Brook acting as though he's saving lives. We've rescued 450 people, and then they zoom to the shot. Somebody on a fucking raft with a motor. Sailing around the city.
Isn't that surreal when you see somebody sailing in the streets with a motorboat?
It's 2 feet of fucking water. You're not rescuing anybody. Unless there are fucking sprites in a house in Bound Brook, everybody should be okay. The person sailed their little raft up to the front stoop of a house.
I've always wanted to be in one of those boats and see what it's like to be in a boat in the street.
Really, like, I mean, I don't know. It probably is a little surreal, as you say, because I have a friend that lives on the lake by me, the Lake Opakong, and his house is right on the lake. Flood happened. Now he's got 4 feet of water in his basement, like 2 feet in his front lawn. He just basically took a raft, dropped it in the basement, jumped in, and just paddled out from where he usually watches TV. To where he usually fucking goes fishing. That had to be fucking weird. But what I can't get my head around is this guy's acting like he's the mayor of fucking New Orleans and saving lives. It's 2 fucking feet of water, and not only that, it happens every winter, every spring, whenever the snow melts, there's a fucking flood. And they interview this one lady. They say, so at what point do you just have enough and get fed up with the floods? She goes, it's home. What are you going to do? I don't know. Fucking move. Just fucking move somewhere where every fucking March your possessions aren't destroyed. Your house doesn't get fucking consumed with mold because rain happened. It's fucking terrible. And these people, they're not supposed to put a room in the lower level of their house, I guess, Frank. Is that what it is?
Mm-hmm.
They're not supposed to have a living space down there because basically when it floods, you're supposed to just get rid of the sheetrock, let it air out, and then fucking patch it up again and live above where the water would be. But these people fucking make basement apartments, and they put all their shit down there, and then they cry the fucking blues when... the firemen have to go over in a goddamn motor raft. Fucking, I can't stand it. And also, now they're saying that, I guess, tomorrow the Passaic River is going to crest over and then just flood the area because it hasn't rained in a couple days. Did you hear that?
I didn't hear that story, no.
This concludes local news.
Yeah, this is real interesting to people in Texas.
Oh, wait, one more little story, Frank, that you brought to my attention. For local news, local news, DJ News Style Show, New Jersey News. Frank, you had a link on your Twitter, twitter.com/thegermfreak. The headline should say it all. More than 100 pairs of panties stolen from Victoria's Secret in the Bridgewater Mall. Who is suspect number one, Frank?
Well, they're looking at Ed McGrath. That's first. No.
Yeah, they are absolutely looking at
humiliation.
Ed McGrath.
Do women's underwear do anything for you? In other words, would you want to smell a stranger's underwear?
No, I wouldn't want to do that. And but you know what? When I see that the underwear or whatever, the panties or the panties, whenever I see them, I could picture a hot chick wearing them, and then that makes it okay. But I'm not going to ever get to the point where I need to possess them. I need to steal them. I mean, it's... I don't know. Maybe I'm cut from a different jib. But this is fucking... It's lunacy. To steal 100 pairs of underwear. I mean, unless that... You know, there are floods, Frank. There are floods in New Jersey. People are starving. There are terrible deaths. And the mayor of Bound Brook... He is a hero, and he's trying to save lives. So if people need their panties, Frank, let them take the panties from Victoria's Secret. Let them have them. I don't know.
You know, I always thought that name of the store was Victoria's Secrets, but it's Victoria's Secret.
Victoria's Secrets? Like there's some lady, Victoria, with the last name Secrets? That just
Well, I thought it was Victoria, and she had a lot of secrets, so Victoria's Secrets. But it's actually... Victoria's Secret.
Yeah, because she's some fucking school marm who's wearing some racy underthings. You'll see her in the cubicle. She'll just look like any other broad, just filling out expense reports. But underneath that that pantsuit or that pencil skirt, she's got some racy underthings, Frankie. That's her secret. That's Victoria's secret. And she bought in. Terrible. I hate that fucking store. I can't stand it. You have to go and buy shit for your girlfriend or whatever, or you buy shit for your wife. Do you ever have to go in there and shop, Frank?
I come on.
Have you ever bought racy underthings?
I don't buy myself underwears. You think I'm gonna buy my wife underwears?
That's true. Did you ever make a suggestion? Here, why don't you buy yourself some racy underthings?
No.
I like the idea of calling them underthings. Because it kind of just removes all the sex and makes it sound a little more ignorant.
No. Yeah.
We kind of lost track of our Atlantic City discussion, but we covered some good local news, and we've maybe gave some information that may lead to the apprehension of the panty thief, Bridgewater Mall 2010. But Frank, we gambled.
Okay.
You want to take a little break?
Well, here? Usually at the top of the hour we take a break.
Yeah, let's take a quick break here, and we'll get back to discussing some stuff that went down at our Atlantic City meetup. Frank, this is the DJ New Style Show. Where?
The DJ New Style Show, the thing you want to do with your fears and the place to be.
No, it's on Hear Us Talk, which is...
Oh, hearustalk.com.
Which is?
On the Hear Us Talk Network, the thing you do with your ears and the place to be.
Thank you. And we're gone.
The DJ New Style Show will be back after something.
I like your flow.
Hi, this is DJ New Style, host of the DJ New Style Show, and I'm saying this to you as delicately as possible. As a friend, your t-shirt is terrible. Hideous. It's ugly. I mean, look down. You know what? Don't. Actually, don't look at it because it's so bad and terrible. I wouldn't wish seeing that on my own worst enemy. Wait, what? That's not a shirt? You're not wearing clothes? Well, still, what I'm about to tell you holds true. Go to hearustalk.spreadshirt.com and just check these out. They're solutions for your problem. Our t-shirts, hoodies, sweatshirts, and track jackets are the perfect garments to cover up unsightly deformities such as fat, chest hair, and misshapen rib cages. And the best thing about these is that they also let people know that you have fine taste in internet talk radio. So head on over today. Purchase your very own Hear Us Talk t-shirt and turn blech into hearustalk.spreadshirt.com.
Yeah, this one is a special one with a message for all y'all, yeah.
Don't fuck children, they don't deserve it. Don't fuck children. They can't accommodate your adult cock. Don't fuck children. They don't deserve it. Even if they're your best friend, they shouldn't fuck children. I told this one bitch, hey, I ain't gonna fuck a kid today. No way, cause you know I had one yesterday. I only laughed cause I missed her. Hey, I know I'm gonna have to find a kid and kiss her on the face. Wait, no, that's just my load that I blew on her face. It's not cupcake frosting. I'm not costing you any money by fucking your kid. But honey, let me just do what I did. Fuck children, they don't deserve it. Don't fuck children. They can't accommodate your adult cock. Don't fuck children. They don't deserve it. Don't fuck children. Even if they're your best friends.
The DJ New Style Show.
Hi everyone, this is DJ New Style, host of the DJ New Style Show, inviting you to check out the Hear Us Talk forums, the official message board of HearUsTalk.com. Discuss show topics, comment on previous episodes, talk to hosts, talk to fans, or peruse some of the bizarre images and video clips posted in our We Find Things on the Internet section. Do you like video games? What about sports? Are you into MMA? Do you like crappy music? Do you like broads? Wait, oh, of course not, but are you sexually attracted to women? Wait, still no? Okay, well, maybe you should pass the link on to a friend. HearUsTalk.com/forum. What I'm saying in a nutshell is that there's something for everyone in the Hear Us Talk forums. Go to HearUsTalk.com/forum, and if it's not there, and it should be, post it. HearUsTalk.com/forum.
Hey, this is Mike from Queens, and you're listening to the DJ New Style Show because you're pathetic. If you want to know what real men do, get in your underwear, get on the PlayStation Network, and eat microwavable foods.
Welcome back to the DJ New Style Show. Exclusively on Hear Us Talk, that's HearUsTalk.com. The thing you do with your ears and the place to be. Facebook.com/TheDJNewStyleShow. That's brand new. And also DJNewStyleShow.tumblr.com. That's our official show blog. We'll be posting a lot of original content on there. We'd like you to follow us in both places, please. And another thing that I think you'll enjoy, of course, is ICU2. Now, Frank, are you familiar with ICU2?
It's award-winning software.
It is. It's actually the best way to chat face-to-face from any place. ICU2.com lets you connect with thousands of people instantly. Unlike some of the other video sites out there, ICU2 doesn't cripple your user experience. Watch as many live feeds as you want, send and receive unlimited private messages, and chat exactly the way you want. To do it, Frank, you go to ICU2.com. It's free to try. There's no reason you shouldn't be going there and checking it out now. Getting your friends to check it out right now. ICU2.com, download it to your Windows PC. There's a Mac version coming soon, I promise you guys. And in seconds, you'll be running with the 2009 People's Choice Award winner for Internet Communication. ICU2.com. Now, I hope, I'm trying to test the phones, Frank. I want to get them working. Can you hear me, Ed? He cannot hear me. Fuck it, I don't give a shit. I just don't know exactly what the fuck's going on with this. But, yeah, it's okay. Are you there, Frank?
Yes.
You're there, so that's all that matters. Just leave Ed on the phone for a bit if he can hear. If he can't hear, I don't give a shit. I'll just toy around with it, Frank. So what were we talking about with Atlantic City? Where did we leave off?
We left off where the end, it was toward the end of the night, where it was just me, Chris, Best in Show Chris, Mike from Queens, and Keith F.U.
Why are you so negative with Keith F.U.? I don't understand.
No, I'm not, you know, it's, I mean, you know, you gotta get into the story, you know what I'm saying?
Well, okay, so we were gambling a little bit, we, had a little fun, you know what I mean?
Are you hearing that?
Yeah, just ignore it, please. Fuck you.
Okay.
Fuck it. You know what? Fuck the phones. Because, you know, I want you to just ignore things. Do you understand? I said I was doing a test. Do you understand? Can you roll
First of
it?
All, don't talk like to me like I'm a fucking child.
You okay? Fucking you text me up and down. Can we get people on the phone? Can we get? I'm trying to get it on the fucking
you
phone.
You said
and
to me, you said
show,
tell
you
Ed to fucking call in, you prick.
I'm trying to fucking test the goddamn fucking thing. Sit there and fucking do something. And you don't want me to talk to you, rude Frank?
you
know what? I'm sorry I'm so mean to you. I'm
listen
sorry.
To me.
Frank, listen. So, listen, I'm sorry I'm so mean. You know, listen. Hold on. I can't get... Frank, I can't get my smile back until you say it's okay. I just can't. Wow. You couldn't have made that more gay.
I didn't even listen to the music. You guys sat there and wasted time listening to the music.
If you jizzed in the shape of a heart on a fucking greeting card and mailed it to me, it wouldn't be as gay as this. Holy shit. Fucking Frank's e-cards. Just terrible. Just terrible.
Maybe you should put, maybe the e-card should be the cover for this week's whatever.
You
anyway.
Know what? I think you're absolutely right.
All right. So it was just the four of us. We were winding down. It was probably about 3 a.m. in the morn. And
in the what?
We,
3 a.m. in the what?
The morn.
The morn.
In the a.m.
Okay, in the AM.
And, you know, even though the casinos are open, and by the way, something I was not aware of, I was not aware that people were allowed to smoke in casinos. Because in New Jersey, you're not allowed to smoke in public places, in public buildings.
So you're aware of that law, right?
That you're not supposed to smoke in public buildings, yes. Yeah. But I was not aware that people were allowed to smoke.
So you're not aware of the law, because the law explicitly stated... There was one notable exclusion in New Jersey, which was Atlantic City. Oh, God, I can't help it sometimes. But, yeah, so a lot of people were smoking.
The whole city or just the casinos?
I believe the casinos.
Now, why do they allow them to smoke in the casinos?
Because people want to smoke and gamble, and less people will gamble if you can't smoke.
Okay, but less people go to nightclubs and bars who can't smoke?
I think it's a little bit different. If you start fucking with people's gambling, then they're drinking. Because people are very, very superstitious and very picky with how things are when they gamble. They won't go to certain fucking... They won't go to, like, new casinos. They go to the ones they've always went to. You know, people are really fucked up with how they try to scam their way into riches. So, taking away the smoking would have probably caused a fucking irreversible downtip in the gambling economy, but so you weren't aware of that, Frank. But everybody was smoking around you. There, by the way, yeah, Barb points it out. There are certain parts where you can that are smoke free.
I didn't like it. I'm not used to being around smokers, and I had a problem with it, and I didn't like it one bit.
It's been a while, you know. I mean. We're in New Jersey, and restaurants now are smoke-free. The smokers are out. They have to be on the sidewalk. They have to hang out.
They have to go out on a sidewalk like a bunch of lepers.
Yeah, like they're doing Satan's work. Not in my diner.
There's nothing more pleasant than seeing somebody in the freezing cold smoking their fucking disgusting cigarette out.
Smoking to me is fucking terrible. I can't take the smell. But... When I'm in a casino, for some reason, I overlook it. It was probably the first time I've really smelled smoke in a very long time. I was aware of it, Frank, because I've been in. I've been in casinos.
I'm aware.
I've been in casinos. All right. Yeah, no, okay. Later.
No, but
yeah.
All right, good.
Okay. You know what? Just fucking. Why don't you steamroll me, you fuck?
Well, I was. You know, you're bringing up when you say that. You know, you're bringing up.
I don't understand. I say I am aware.
Well,
what does that mean to you?
That's George Costanza.
Oh, okay. Because it's something that you inanely repeat.
Should I reveal what I was going to reveal tonight or no?
It seems like you've already set it up that you want to, so why
don't
you do it?
All right. As you know, I do many impressions from Seinfeld characters.
Seinfeld's your favorite show. Hands
of all
down.
Of all time. Before that, Gilligan's Island, but when Seinfeld came on, it was Seinfeld.
Why don't you have any Gilligan's Island impressions?
Jeez,
Skipper!
What the fuck is that?
I don't know.
Well, listen, now I'm going
to
just...
It had to have happened, though. It had to have been said. That's got to be a valid Gilligan's Island impression. Anyway, continue. So you have amassed a collection of Seinfeld impressions.
Right, and if I could just run through them very quickly. And, sure. And listen, don't... If you're going to sit there and get the punchlines, and I'm not going to reveal the new one.
No,
okay?
Don't worry about it. That's okay.
Okay?
Whatever.
The first impression I
get
ever
on
did...
with the impression.
All right. The first impression I ever did was the famous episode starring the great deaf actress Marley Matlin, where she's a ball girl.
And Bango was his name. Oh, well, why didn't you start? I'm just singing my favorite childhood nursery rhyme. What's wrong, right. Frank? I don't
you
understand.
Know what? I'm not going to continue. If you're gonna do this, all right.
Hey,
all right,
I'm sorry. You know what, Frank?
We get the bit. You give the punchline.
Frank,
okay,
Frank. I thought I had my microphone. I was just singing to myself to keep myself interested in this.
All right, we get the bit. Okay, we get the bit. All right, let's maybe do something different now and move on. Okay, we get it. You're gonna say the fucking punchline. We get it.
Bingo. That was it. Frank.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Let's start from the beginning. All right.
There, sure. Spark. Sure. Sure.
Okay. So. What happens is Jerry's in the stand trying to get her attention.
What are you, deaf?
All right, you know what?
That's not the punchline.
You're ruining my concentration.
But that's not the punchline, though.
You're ruining the mode. You're ruining the
mode? I'm ruining the mode? I'm sorry, put a fucking slice of pie next to that mode. Then it won't be ruined.
So then Jerry says to her, oh, because she's not answering him, you know? He goes, oh, what are you, deaf? And then she says,
Bingo. Bingo.
Yeah. Bingo.
Yep.
Okay.
Okay.
Now, the next one I did was where Kramer is getting some calzones at this pizzeria. And Kramer was he was going through
you
his
burned it!
Could you let me set it up first before you even say anything, please?
Oh, I'm sorry. Please, continue.
And so he wants...
What the hell do I know about Seinfeld?
Fuck you! You know I got a headache tonight and you still do this!
No, I mean, I don't know anything about this bit. What do I know about it? I'm sorry, Frank. You do what you need to do. Continue. I didn't mean to interrupt your flow.
So Kramer asked the pizzeria guy if he will heat up his shirt. So he says... So then the pizzeria guy goes, what the hell do I know
about cooking
shirts?
Yeah, I remember that one. What was the next one you had?
The next one I did, maybe you can remind me because it's been so long. <Yeah.
laughs> You done good, new man.
Oh, yeah. I also do an impression of... Now, you notice I do impressions of people who are not necessarily the star.
I'm reminding you of the impression to do by doing it, though. I already did it.
No. I do the impressions of people who are not stars of the show.
Yeah.
See, you do one Seinfeld impression.
No, Frank. Alas, I do two.
No, you do one.
I have a...
Oh, you had to have the big salad.
That's my impression, yes. You had to have the big salad. But alas, Frank, you're not the only one to bring a new Seinfeld impression to the show tonight. I have another one. Do you remember a certain clothing... called Gore-Tex. Do you remember the Gore-Tex jacket episode, Frank?
Store, yes.
Yes. Where Saddam Hussein...
Right. Let me set it up a little bit, all right?
Set it up.
It's the freezing winter, and George had to give up his Gore-Tex coat in order to pay for some, bottles of alcohol that he knocked over.
Yes.
And so he's outside freezing, and lo and behold, somebody pulls up.
And it is Saddam Hussein, who looks at them without jackets and says... You'll catch your death of cold. Thank you. Thank you. I'm so good at Seinfeld impressions. So good at Seinfeld impressions.
All
Frank,
right,
you had,
I do
you had
do
some other ones. You had,
not,
a, you had other ones.
Not,
you had other
this
ones.
This is not a popular one, but
sure.
When Jerry is accusing his dry cleaner of wearing his jacket to a movie theater, and Jerry confronts the guy, and he says,
it's a breach of the dry cleaner. What?
Fuck you!
Oh, I'm sorry. I was trying to remember my... I was jogging my own memory.
He goes...
It's a breach of the dry cleaner's code, right? Is that the one where he says that? There's so many episodes, I just get confused. You know what? You set it up, Frank. I'm sorry. You set it up, Frank. I'm sorry.
Jerry says to the guy, have you seen any good movies? And the guy, you know, because then he accuses him of wearing it. He goes, that's a breach of the dry cleaner's code! Okay. Now, I forgot to do this. I know I also do an impression of Enzo the barber. What happened is he wanted Newman to get a piece of Jerry's hair.
Oh God, no, man!
Shut the fuck up!
Hey, this I fucking did it already. That's my impression now.
That's a fucking lie.
That's my impression now.
Please, I have a headache. Please.
I'm sorry. What's wrong with your head? Jerry's, what's wrong with your head?
So Enzo is thankful because Newman got a piece of Jerry's hair.
Hey, Frank. And Enzo, Frank.
You done good, Newman.
Frank, I'm gonna have to ask you not to tap on the glass. That's another Seinfeld impression. Joe Mayo. It's another Joe Seinfeld Mayo. Impression. Thank you.
All right, now do we have a little music for the new impression that I'm going to reveal tonight?
I believe we do. You're going to have to give it a second. So you have a new impression. Is this a mainstream character?
I have a new Seinfeld impression.
Is this a mainstream character? Yes.
Of course
or no?
Not. It's not mainstream. I never picked the mainstream. They're too easy.
So you go deep. Basically, the only person you're trying to appeal to is someone that like Ed would know.
No. These are a good episodes.
Yeah, well, you know, fucking theme isn't working. It's not working.
You want me to stop now, or?
No, I mean the fucking video isn't loading.
Oh, audio, you mean?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's actually a video, but just go ahead and do it.
This is the famous episode where George is buying this hair care product.
Oh, I know that one. Yeah, it's
don't fucking do it, dude. I swear to God, don't fucking do it. That'll piss me off big time.
Doesn't it sound like that, Frank? If I were to go like this, it's kind of just yes or no. Does it sound like this? What you're gonna say? Isn't that how it sounds?
You know what? Let's move on. I'm not.
Is that how the line would sound?
Dude, don't fucking piss me off. You're really getting my goat now.
Right?
Forget it. You know what? Move
I'm just
on.
Curious. I love Seinfeld. Fuck out of here. Don't you have a new Seinfeld impression? I thought you said you had
him. Don't piss me off,
Frank,
dude. I'm in a bad mood. You know I'm in a very emotional mood today, so don't piss me off.
Release your energy with this brand new Seinfeld impression, Frank. You're on the cutting edge of sitcom
history.
This
is the episode where George is ordering this. All right, you know what? I'm not even fucking around. Yeah, it's not even a fucking joke. You know, I'm very
God,
not having
Frank,
a date.
You're so moody, like Joseph Stalin for some reason. I have no idea why. What? Let's hear this new impression.
You're a fucking.
What are you talking?
You're a fucking cunt. I'm not even gonna fucking do it. Continue. Let's finish the next 40 minutes.
So wait, explain it, please. Let's. Okay, Frank.
No, I'm not even gonna fucking do
Frank,
it. Let's continue
Frank,
with those next 40 minutes, so I can. I can't wait till it fucking turns to 11 o'clock, so I can take these fucking headphones off.
Frank. You know I can't get my smile back until you say it's okay. Does that fix everything, Frank? Does that rebuild the Facebook fan page? Does that untell your Seinfeld impression? Now that we're all okay again, and we're friends and we're bros and pals, and everything's all good, I won't interrupt you. Frank, give it to the people.
If you interrupt me, I will never ever do another Seinfeld impression again.
Just go ahead and do it.
You hear me?
You're never going to do another one?
I will. If you fuck this up, I will swear on the lives of my children, I will never do another Seinfeld impression anymore. And I have a whole arsenal of them, by the way.
You do? What?
Yes, I take them out every few weeks or months, I take them out.
What's some of them?
This is the next – this is my new – I'm revealing it tonight. This is the famous episode where George is getting his hair care product from China, and he doesn't speak Chinese. So Ping, who is the Chinese food delivery guy, is knocking at the door delivering Chinese food, and Jerry and George says to Ping, can you translate?
I'm sorry, go ahead. Ping, can you translate?
Was that the Hazy Dixie's version?
Just continue, Frank. No one heard it but you. Just fucking roll with it, goddammit.
Well, how the fuck am I supposed to know?
Ignore everything you hear.
Listen to me. So So he says, George says to Ping, the Chinese food guy, can you translate this guy on the phone from China? I don't understand what he's saying. So Ping talks to him and George and about the hair product. And George says to Ping, ask him if it makes you grow hair. And Ping says, make you look like a Stalin.
Very, very nice.
What is Holland?
Looking like a Stalin. Ping, huh?
Ping.
Ping. You're really going deep. Really reaching
make
with these
you look
five.
Like a Stalin.
Why does the
Chinese had a set of hair?
Why does the Chinese man sound like an Italian? Look like a.
That's how he talks.
You look like a Stalin.
Make you look like Stalin. Because Stalin had a good set of hair. By the way, did you notice that statue of Lenin in Atlantic City?
I did, actually.
I was a little taken back by that, because isn't Lenin a bad person?
I mean, it's a Soviet-themed bar. It's okay. I mean, Frank, he's not going to come back to life.
No, I know, but wouldn't it be better to have somebody like who's a good Russian, like maybe like Gorbachev or something?
What the fuck? Like, nobody wants to go to a fucking perestroika bar. They want to go to the Soviet vodka bar and hang with Alex Webbs in his fucking closet and his inability to be a fucking human. And you know, whatever, Frank. I mean, I don't know. I don't know. I don't know history as well as you do, Sacco and Vanzetti. I don't really know. But the thing is, Frank, AC, let's wrap it up here.
Yeah, let's wrap this puppy boy
let's
up.
Let's talk about the end of AC, the big plan to get drunk.
All right, this is the end of the night. It's four about.
No, no. We were planning on getting drunk. We didn't get drunk. We were planning on meeting at the vodka bar. We didn't meet at the vodka bar. What happened, Frank? We all gathered in front of this Lenin statue, and Rob Giggs decides, I'm going to go to the karaoke bar and I'm going to rent the private room. He puts money down, rents the private room. Nobody, and I have to be perfectly honest, nobody thinks this is going to be a good idea. Am I right, Frank? Was anybody hopeful about this?
I don't know. I just they were just they never did it before or something. So I'm not sure.
Yeah, well, I'm letting you know that everybody was like, why are we all going here? What is the story? Lax was fucking beside himself. He's passing all these broads wearing these whore dresses, just wasted. He's like, I could be there. I could be there.
Now,
could be here.
See, you mentioned somebody's name out there, and there's many people who don't know who this Lax character is. You can't, you got to bring the audience.
Oh, I'm sorry, Frank.
Let
do you
know
mean,
who this person
Frank,
is.
Frank, do you mean the same Lax player that has been mentioned on 60 episodes of The What Show Us Talk? You mean that very Lax?
What does The What Show have to do with this episode? Does, you know, the
because people on Hear Us Talk know who the fuck Lax is, right. Asshole.
Hey, fuckface. You're supposed to. There's people who are new people who don't know. See what I'm saying?
So here's the deal. Here's the deal.
Lax Player is an individual who's had a lot of tail in his life.
Yeah, okay, thank you. So instead of saying that, you didn't set him up! Why don't you just fucking set him up? Your mentality shut the fuck up.
You fucked up.
No, I didn't. Because you spent fucking 30 seconds berating me for not doing something. Which is what you'd pull with Donna, and she's okay with it. Because you happen to leave a fucking plate and it doesn't get in the dishwasher until you yell at her. It doesn't fucking fly
hey,
with me.
Don't fucking
fuck
go
you.
There, you motherfucker. What don't the... bring my wife into this.
Your wife is a saint, and you do not deserve anything she does. And you were mad at me for a week because I was yelling at you, and I happened to say your fucking wife.
Yeah, that pissed me off.
But I said your fucking wife is incredible, and you don't deserve her, is what I said.
Nah, you don't. What if I said your fucking girlfriend?
Is incredible?
No, I just said your fucking girlfriend. How would you like that?
But I said, I don't know how your fucking wife puts up with you, is what I said.
Yeah, you don't talk to my wife about it like that. That's not nice.
I don't talk about her like she's a good
all right, can
person?
We move on now? I don't feel like getting into this,
I'm
all right?
I'm curious. Why, Frank? Why? So we're at the karaoke bar, and we're in this private room. Frank, about how big is this room?
I'd say it's probably
you're good with dimensions.
Eight by nine.
8x9 room. Okay. Okay with maybe 3 or 4 people. About how many people did we have in this 8x9 room?
About 24.
About 24 fucking people. And we have a karaoke machine and 24 people sitting around drinking dreading the fact that they may be singing next. Except for one person, Jeff from Culture Enema.
Well, Jeff was the most hesitant at first.
He jumped on that fucking microphone and started singing emo songs. He was singing like fucking something corporate at the top of his fucking lungs. But I gotta say, Frank, Rob Giggs, who at one point early on in the karaoke venture says, "You gotta go up there and sing. Don't fuck me here." he tried to pull mob shit on me. But I had my drink. I got warmed up. And we sang some tunes. Frank, even you sang some tunes. Is that correct?
I sang two.
You did. You. Which ones did you sing? Do you remember?
I sang "Let There Be Rock."
Let there be drums, and there were drums. And wait, which one was the other one?
I don't recall the other song.
Oh, Frank, you don't remember the song. My asshole, you don't remember the song. Come on, think a little harder, Frank. It's two songs. You know you remember this. Not at all. Nothing.
I don't recall really.
New Jersey's Own.
Oh, that yeah. I think I did a Bon Jovi song. I can't remember which one though. Oh, Bad Medicine.
Yeah, Bad Medicine, Frank. That was your tune, but you sang it like fucking Steve. Yeah, well, it wasn't that exact.
You keep hesitating. What's going on?
I'm not hesitating. Can you not fucking? Can you just fucking go with it for fuck's sake?
I didn't know. I thought you were having a seizure.
Holy shit! I want to fucking brain you.
A fucking seizure. You're sitting there stuttering like a.
I want to fucking brain you right now. I want to rip your fucking brain out of your head, put it in the fuck, and flush it down the goddamn toilet. Holy shit! Just fucking go with things. You know we're having technical fucking difficulties.
Oh, is that? I thought it was fixed.
Jesus fucking Christ. I literally want to serve diced fruit out of your fucking empty head. Holy shit. So you sang a few songs, Frank, and we all had a goddamn blast.
You sang. Yeah. Mostly everybody sang.
Yeah, and you know what? It ended up being pretty.
It ended up being
fun.
You know, at first I was a little nervous because it was a group of all guys and one female.
Yeah,
which is your girlfriend.
Yeah, she was there, and then there were a few females that joined us. Casey, Ashley, and that was it. But that was about it. But it ended up being pretty fucking fun. And from there, Frank, a lot of people had a little bit too much to drink, I would say. I mean, at least two people that I know of.
There was two people who were drunk. Two of the people.
And I would say
one was a happy drunk and one was an angry drunk.
One was happy, yeah. And I'm gonna give you the clue here. The two people are Chris and Mike from Queens. One happy, one completely argumentative, but with an incredible vocabulary. I mean, Mike from Queens, the angry, argumentative drunk, didn't just pull his, didn't pull a typical drunk guy's move of, fuck you, brother. He used words like twit. He used words like, and he said, I can't think of exactly what he said, but he criticized people for wearing like popped collars and being fake.
He said
being unaware of their own existence and shit.
Actually, at the karaoke place, he got into a little confrontation with another patron.
Yeah, he did, because him and JMF, also from Culture Enema, Fridays 9 to 12 here at Stock, they were putting their mouths against the glass because. The karaoke room is a private room, but it's basically a fishbowl. You can see out, people can see in, and there were women leaned up against our glass because the place was packed. And so Pristine and JMF put their faces up next to the glass and, like, were kissing the glass and, like, fucking making, weird expressions and tapping on it and getting their attention. And it was all fun, and people were smiling and laughing back and forth until we our time was up and we had to go. And everybody leaves, and I look, and Mike's, it just seems like he's having too many words with these people. like, at first I thought, oh, you know, they're talking about what went on between the glass or whatever. And then I hear, like, oh, what if he were to do that? What do you think you're going to do? Blah, blah, blah. And I'm thinking, holy shit, is Mike getting in a fucking fight? And I went back in with the intention of pulling him away. And then I just realized that, you know, he's going to fucking turn on me. At this point, he's like a rabid dog. So if he's not getting punched, there's no reason for me to jump in. You know, I mean, sure, I tried. I said, hey, Mike, come on, it's not worth it, dude. Forget it, dude. Typical shit that you yell. But, you know, he was very, very, very intoxicated. How have you ever seen anyone that intoxicated, Frank, in public?
It's up there. I'm sure I've seen.
Do you have any other thoughts on Mike's behavior?
I guess one of the girls was just, you know, trying to be the, you know, protective or whatnot, and you know there was some words said, but you know,
don't get me wrong, I'm not trying to run Mike down with this story. I'm just purely observing.
Facts.
He had a fucking great time. Okay, Mike had a fucking blast, and he imbibed. Mike lived life. And at one point he goes, I've never been to Atlantic City, but now that I have, I realize it's full of people with pink shirts who don't realize how hollow they are. I'm like, he is out of his fucking mind drunk, but he's making sense. He's making sense. It's just that, you know, the next things out of his mouth are, you fucking twit! You fucking dope! Like screaming. And so it's a little bit troublesome when someone gets that fucking drunk, Frank. But you decided that you were going to tag along a little bit with Chris, who sometimes, now, when Chris is drunk, Frank, can you even tell that he's drunk, or do you think he's just putting it on?
In all honesty, I don't know. I don't know if it's an act. It's very, he must be a good actor if it is. You know, I don't know. I would, you know, I don't know if he's 100 legitimately that unaware of what's going on. I don't know. But I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt and say that, he is definitely drunk. But he's a happy drunk. He's a fun drunk.
You'll see the pictures on the fan page for Heroes Talk, facebook.com/Heroes Talk. He's in almost every picture smiling his fucking face off. Just having a goddamn blast.
He was just so happy to be there.
He was so excited, even like days before the event even happened. I want to crush this thing. Oh, this is going to be, we are going to go apeshit. Blah, blah, blah. Like, just losing his mind, like fidgeting because he's so excited for this. And I think it all started when he ordered two vodka and grapefruits at the same time.
He was sober for about 18 months, and he fell off the wagon.
He didn't fall off the, he did a fucking, a Ford flip swan dive off the goddamn wagon. He had been riding that thing like a fucking pro and decided to dismount and just land on his neck. that's what he did. And you know what? And I think he had a blast. And it was him and Mike, two fucking sides of a drunken spectrum. And you were with them. I retired to the penny slots, playing such games as Hot Penny and Minor 49er. I don't even know. What? I'm sorry. What?
No, I mean, should I conclude with the you know, the breakfast now or what?
Well, I mean, for me, I don't know what you did after that.
Should I conclude? Should I continue with the story or
what are we doing? We're progressing through it. So that's the next fucking step for me.
You already mentioned what he called people, so I wasn't sure if it was the end of the.
Oh my god! I'm gonna fucking stab you first. Frank, let me just run down everything you fucking blown.
Okay? Oh, so you're saying you blew that on purpose?
Yes! I'm fucking saying it on purpose! You don't have to Jesus fucking Christ, you spoiled-
Calm your fucking face down,
Everything, Frank!
Calm your fucking face down.
Jesus! Spandy's right, you can't stick to a fucking timeline.
I'm trying to stick to the timeline, but you already said what he called
you're
somebody.
Praying to fucking- to some deity for your fax line to work in your head, and you're fucking losing your idea of where you are.
Please, God, let it work. Please, God.
No, you know what? Please, God, let Frank. Please, God, take Frank's fax line away forever. Please, please never let him get a fax again. please, if dear God up in heaven, it's been 16 weeks since my last wish for Frank's fucking misfortune. This week I wish for his fax line to be broken forever, and I hope that some document that he was expecting does not arrive, and no one knows that it didn't arrive. And months later, it's brought to his attention that he should have received it, and he didn't, and he has no recourse. Amen. Thank you. Thank you. That's what I pray for. I'm going to cancel out your prayers, Frank. I'm going to cancel out your prayers for a fax line. Are we okay now? Are we okay?
I think I'm going to get an e-fax.
You should get an e-fax.
But I can't use the same phone number.
Who gives a fuck? How many people do you fax things to? How many people do you fax things to that you're praying that this fax machine comes up?
I feel helpless without my fax machine.
Frank, is it more than 10 people? Yes or no?
It may not be more than 10 people, but it could be a good percentage of a situation. You know what I'm saying there?
The situation. So most of your business is fax, is what you're saying.
No. A good portion of – there's a particular segment of it that's fax. But I don't want to get into boring stuff, all right?
Yeah, okay. And stop praying to make technology work. Just fucking call whoever manages it.
I did call. I called Verizon yesterday morning, Monday morning. They said there'll be somebody – Monday morning they said there'll be somebody up until Wednesday at 9 p.m. So I have to wait over 48 hours for somebody to come here, and I don't even know if they're going to come here. They're going to call me an hour before they get here. They're going to call. What if I'm 2 hours away? How am I going to get here in an hour? I got a headache over this.
Yeah, I mean, you shouldn't get a headache over this. Do you understand? Things break. Things go down. I mean, God forbid your fucking email goes out. Please, God, if you've never done a favor for me, please, God, let Frank's email go out. Please take Frank's email away. Amen. Thank you. Name of Bill Gates' father, son, and Outlook, CC mail.
Do people still use Netscape?
Yeah, apparently. Apparently people still do. They shouldn't, but they do. Tony from The Awful Hour uses it as his secondary browser so that the history is filled with pornography. He doesn't have a shortcut on his computer, but he has it installed so that he can run it, browse all his filthy pornography, and nobody is the wiser. I mean, it's a bad way of doing it, but that's what he does. People still do use it, Frank. You just need to not worry about life. Just let life happen, Frank. Just like you did in Atlantic City after the karaoke bar. You, Chris, Mike from Queens, Keith Fu, you all went. And you had a good time. You went and you wanted to go.
You're actually wrong about who went. It was myself, Chris, Mike from Queens, and Keith F.U.
I said, no, Keith Fu.
Keith F.U.
Why are you? Okay, now, Frank, what's going on with you and Keith Fu, okay, please?
So it's the end of the evening, and the only – even though the casinos are open 24 hours, most eatery places within the area are closed except for this one 24-hour diner within the Tropicana. We decided to get some breakfast around 3:30 a.m., and we all sit down. I'm sitting next to Keith F.U., who's sitting at the end. We're sitting in booths, by the way, and then Mike from Queens and then Chris are across from me. And we ordered our food, and 5 minutes passed by, and Mike from Queens is yelling that our fucking food isn't here yet. What's taking so fucking long? Quite loudly as well. And he was complaining to the waitress and called her a fucking twit while he was standing right next to her. And he started getting a confrontation with other patrons at the next table.
So you're at a restaurant and he's losing his shit because...
Yes, he's losing his mind.
Because he feels that he hasn't been helped in a long time. How long had it been since you've been...
5 minutes.
So he's put out for 5 minutes. Had you ordered at this point? Your food was on the way?
Well, we ordered it and we were waiting for it to get there. And we ordered it five minutes ago when he's saying we've been here for a half an hour waiting for our food to get here. Where the fuck is it?
And by the way, Keith Fu in the Heroes Talk chat room says it really was like 5-10 minutes.
That's what I just said.
Yeah, he's confirming it, though.
Oh.
He's just backing it up.
Okay, so, you know, and he's like, you know, using his, you know, he's like, you're talking with his arms, and he's I think he was actually even standing up while he was complaining and cursing and everything.
Wow,
okay?
Really had to get it out.
Yeah, and the, you know, the people, you know, and he, you know, the people at the next table were going back and forth with him a little bit, and I was getting a little uncomfortable.
Can you, can you give me a level of rowdiness or some gauge of how I can understand the rowdiness of the people next to them? Like what were they? Were they people that would be really easily riled up? They would fight back.
I think they would passive. They would welcome the challenge.
So they looked like they were looking for some kind of trouble.
They weren't looking for trouble. They weren't. They weren't going to back down.
Okay,
you know what I'm saying.
All right. So
that's
now,
all I'll say.
So Frank's.
So
yeah, I
you
understand,
know, listen.
Believe me.
As much as I kid around about it, I'm in a couple months. I'm going to be 40 years old.
Whoa.
Okay. I don't need this aggravation. I'm not in high school.
So you're waiting for your food now.
Your I'm
food
waiting for
order
my food.
Is already in. You don't have it yet.
And Ken,
you don't have it yet.
Myself and you have strict criteria at eateries.
You don't complain until you have it in your possession. You get it and then you complain. But Mike is just turning it upside down.
Right.
You're fearful now because you don't have your food.
Oh,
and
yeah.
There's complaints just being
Chris,
everywhere.
Even though Chris was drunk, he was huddled, you know, at one corner saying, oh, my food's going to get spit on this. And I'm saying to myself, there's no way I'm going to eat this fucking food even if it comes here.
Now, Frank, what did you order?
I ordered some kind of egg panini.
Were you really looking forward to
it? I was
to...
looking forward to it because it was on nice, delicious focaccia bread.
What?
Focaccia bread?
What's focaccia?
I don't know. Some kind of thick bread.
And let me ask your nationality, Frank.
Italiano.
Oh. So you don't know focaccia bread.
Is that how you pronounce it?
Yes. Continue, please.
Okay, so I said to myself, listen, I'm not going to eat this food, so what the fuck is the point? I'm thoroughly embarrassed by what's going on here. You know, I'm not, you know, 18 years old in high school. I had to get the fuck out of here. I wasn't gonna sit here and by the
So
you
what's
know,
the big deal? You're sitting in a booth, you fucking, you know, you get up and you go.
Because
why are you making such a big fucking deal? Just go.
That's what I did.
Yeah.
But Keith F.U. was sitting next to me because he was in the end. I says, move over, Keith. I want to get out of here. He goes, I'm not moving. He's sitting there like a fucking Mameluk.
Whoa.
I says, could you move? I would like to get out of here. He goes, no, I'm not getting up. All right. So I had no choice but to jump over the fucking booth and get the fuck out of there.
You leapt out of where you were.
Of course.
Because Keith Fu wouldn't move.
Right.
Wow.
So I...
Well, you know what, Frank? That's your own goddamn fault. You can't... Here's the deal. You can't be a person who has protocol at a diner and choose the inner seat on a booth. You have to...
You're absolutely right.
You know what? You pull into spots so that you can make a quick escape. You back into them.
Right.
Well, you need to have a quick escape in a diner booth. From now on, Frank, you need to focus on getting that outside seat.
I failed. I didn't listen to my own rules.
The only rights you have as an inner seater in the diner booth is rearranging sugar packets, doling out salt and pepper, and maybe, depending on the diner, choosing a song on the jukebox. That's all. That's the only rights you have. And maybe adjusting the mini blinds. That's it. Other than that, you have no fucking authority. You can't tell that person to go. They've got outsies. You're insies, they've got outsies. Keith Fu is dead right, and you shouldn't call him Keith F.U. You should call yourself Frank F.U. You should say, my name is Frank F. Me. F. Me for choosing the inner seat of a goddamn diner booth. How fucking dare you impose your fucking protocol on people choosing the inner seat? You know, now, at any point when you were trying to make your escape, did you consider crawling under the table through the middle?
No, so let me just wrap it up real quick. So I jumped out of the booth. I started walking, and then, you know, we had already ordered drinks, so I already was, you know, had my soda and everything. And I said to myself, oh, shit, I should have left some money down there for the soda. So I texted Chris. I said, listen, cover the cost of my food. I'll pay you, you know, when I see you. But lo and behold, Chris texted me. And he said, Mike got kicked out anyway. So Mike got kicked out of the place.
Jesus
so,
Christ.
And then Chris said that before he gets kicked out, he was gonna leave too. So nobody ended up paying for anything.
Hmm.
So that's the story.
So you bailed and left everybody. You abandoned your friends, basically.
I didn't bail.
You abandoned your friends.
No.
Because of some fucking thing. Some issue with eggs that you didn't have to eat. You didn't have to eat them. They could be served to you. You could just let them sit and just say, I'm not paying for these because you spit in them.
All right. I'm telling you the story. You could think whatever you want.
This sounds like an elaborate dine and dash is what I'm saying. An elaborate dine and dash, Frank.
I'm not familiar with that.
It's just an and dash because you didn't even dine. You got kicked out before you even got a chance to
I didn't get kicked out. I left before anybody got kicked out.
You would have been thrown out with all of them. You would have been thrown out with all of them. But you know what? You would have done it together like boys, like men, like friends do, Frank. Banded together, fighting against the vicious authority of the diner.
So it's the end of the night. It's about 4:30 in the morning, and I wanted to see if Jeff was still up. So I went to the poker room. He was still up, and neither of us had rooms. Though we were invited to stay in other people's rooms, neither of us had our own rooms. So Jeff said to me, "Frank, let's get the fuck out of here."
Can I tell you something about you being invited into other rooms? Who invited you into their room?
I was invited. I could have gone to Rob Giggs's room, or I could have. I went to Ed McGrath. There was no way I was going to Ed's room because he wasn't even in the same hotel.
I want to let you know that on my drive down, I had a conversation with Amanda, my girlfriend Amanda. We had a room, and I told her, Frank does not have a room booked. He thinks he's going to stay up all night and then drive home. And he said he's planning on getting drunk. I said, if Frank gets uncontrollably drunk, do you have any issue with him sleeping on a chair in our room? And she looked at me like I was fucking around. And I said, do you have any issue with that? And she goes, oh, you're serious? I said, yeah, I don't want him to fucking die. And she goes, well, yeah, sure, that's fine. I said, now don't get me wrong. I don't want this ever to happen. I don't want for a fucking second for him to sleep in my fucking room. But if it has to happen, it's going to happen. So, Frank, I wanted to let you know.
I appreciate that.
I'm letting you know after the fact because I didn't want to tell you so that you would rely on me. But if I saw you out of control, if you were the pristine of the night, I would have pulled you aside and said, you know, you're not going home. You're sleeping in the fucking vestibule of my fucking room. You're sleeping where they put room service, right outside the door next to just a pile of dirty dishes and fucking old newspapers. But I would have offered that ticket, Frank. I want to let you know.
I appreciate that.
Because I wasn't going to let you room with Ed McGrath. Who knows what fucking sins he did in that fucking Marriott room. Just a fucking...
Well, at the end of the night, you know what he said? It was about 3 o'clock. He says, I got to go back to the room and jerk off now. So he... That's what he pretty much said.
Yeah, he'll do that. Ed McGrath will do that. So you met up with Jeff. Neither of you had rooms.
Yeah, so we both decided to leave. And the weather was just god awful. I understand the phones aren't working. I wish they were so Jeff could, because he could tell a better story than I can. But
I know.
You know, he we wanted to get some. I still hadn't eaten yet, so we wanted to get some breakfast. So, you know, we drove through this storm. We drove alongside of a bay, and then some of the water was going onto the road. And Jeff was.
What made you choose to avoid the expressway?
Because the expressway is like a freeway. It doesn't have any, you know, restaurants. It's not a really commercial highway, so there's not going to be – it's just like a throughway. So there's not going to be any restaurants or diners on there.
Yeah,
so
but I you could just drive up like 30 minutes and then be on like 30
well,
or
we
70.
Took U.S. Highway 30 and drove through – you know, we first of all, we drove through the slums of Atlantic City in pouring rain, you know, not very desirable. And then we found a diner, and just to top it off, you know, I got my French toast, and I got a couple of eggs, and just to top it off,
you want
to
top a lot of stuff off.
There was a nice thick eyelash in my home fries.
Oh my, a thick eyelash.
Yes.
One that's like visible from without even inspecting the plate.
Yes.
That's the worst kind.
And then Jeff.
One with a lot of fucking eyeshadow on it or something. Someone with a lot of eye hair nutrients.
Right.
Jesus Christ.
And then you know. You know, Jeff ordered steak, and first of all, wherever he goes to a diner, has to order matzo ball soup. So he said, you know, there was no matzo ball soup.
I wonder why.
There's no matzo ball soup, so he goes from ordering a bowl of matzo ball soup to ordering steak and eggs.
Steak and eggs, to me, the idea of it, ordering it from a diner sounds just fucking heinous to me. Absolutely fucking heinous.
The meat, the steak was all tendons and grizzle, but he ate every fucking bit of it.
Of course.
And he pointed out that it was the worst steak he ever had, but he ate every bit of it.
As he had a cheek full of steak meat, he said, "This is just terrible. This is terrible." It was fucking shoelace length and thickness tendons sticking out of his fucking mouth. Worst thing I've ever had. A1, please. A1. Ah, uno! Okay. Just screaming for salt. Well, that was fucking phenomenal. We were talking about... I don't even know what at this point. I was doing some stupid fucking joke. I don't even know what, Frank. And all of a sudden, I'm sitting in fucking perfect dark. Just wondering why... why I am cursed. I'm wondering, why is it that I am fucking cursed? And then it hit me as I'm sitting in complete black. The first blackness I've ever seen where I couldn't even see my hand in front of me. I prayed for the demise of your technology.
And, oh, yeah, God punished you.
And I was smited. I was smited by God for wishing you zero email and fax. Sitting here in the blackest I've ever seen. I couldn't see anything. I couldn't see my hand. And I'm thinking, I just prayed for Frank's fucking whole business to shut down. And here it is. Frank, the Lord works in mysterious ways. Whatever you believe in, don't pray for your friend's technology to shut down. It's just not good business. Why don't we just put the cap on the bottle, Frank? Do you have anything that you want to just say about the Atlantic City?
It was a fun trip. Hopefully we could do it again sometime. Maybe not necessarily in Atlantic City, but you know, just somewhere else.
Something against Atlantic City, Frank?
Well, it's a long drive to have a good time. That's all I'll say.
Yeah, it is. It is. It's a very, very long, long drive. And I'll never pray for your technology to fail ever again. I'll never pray for anything terrible for you to happen ever again. And I'll never, ever play solo blackjack with an Asian dealer with a scowl ever again. Everything I've done has yielded terrible results. I'm turning around full circle, Frank. Turning over a new leaf. I'm going to live a better life. Someday. I want to thank everybody for tuning into this episode of the DJ New Style Show, which was abbreviated by a power outage. But I wanted to have a suitable ending. Go to DJNewStyleShow.com, download everything we've ever done, Facebook.com/TheDJNewStyleShow, become a fan, tell your friends. Best in Show Thursday night, 8 to 11, Culture Enema Friday, 9 to 12. Frank, is there anything at all that you would like to say? Anything?
Good night, everybody.
That's it? Is that
I'm going to thaw your friend's ass. Outside? That's it. Is there anything you'd like to say?
You're an asshole! It's a fucking snooze! Because that's what I goddamn do. Capping it all off, it's the genuine article. I want pepper jack cheese. Nah, I'm good. Thanks. And one last thing. Dear God, please make sure Frank's fax line works, and please never ever take his email service away from him, because he may lose business, and I wish nothing but the best for him, his family, and everything he'll ever do or hope to accomplish. God bless us all. God bless Frank. Amen. Thank you. The end.
Good night, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, hasha, hasha, give it to me, baby, give it to me.
Go suck banana, fuck you.